In this video, I'm going to rank every single Fortnite 14 Days of Summer 2025 unvaulted weapon. These are all 14 weapons and items that will be unvaulted throughout this year's Fortnite Summer event. Of course, I'm ranking these items by, yes, how good they've been in Fortnite history, but more so how useful I think they will be in Chapter 6 Season 3, and obviously, I am recording this several days before this event even comes out, and you guys will now be watching it several days into the event, so I guess we'll see whether some of these takes age like milk or not. If you do go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop when you make your next purchase, and let's get right into this ranking. At my number 14 spot is going to be the Kinetic Boomerang. This is going to be the day 3 unvault, so if my upload schedule is correct, you guys will be watching this video and the Kinetic Boomerang will already have been in Chapter 6 Season 3 by now. I don't see it being very useful. It wasn't useful in my opinion in Chapter 4 Season 3, and I see that being the case in Chapter 6 Season 3. It's just an item that I don't think really fits into this meta. You've got a very limited number of inventory slots and a lot of very good weapons this season, and I don't see you using one of those precious inventory slots for the Kinetic Boomerang. At number 13 is Day 12's item, which is the TAC SMG, kind of. So I say kind of because this spot is actually supposed to be the Chains of Hades. That was the original plan, but recently, within the last couple of days, very prominent leakers, some like Fire Monkey, have come out and said that actually the Chains of Hades will no longer be in the 14 Days of Summer event, and actually it will be replaced by the TAC sub. But of course, that has not been confirmed by Fortnite to be happening, so we don't really know what it's going to be, but I'm gonna go with the TAC sub since that's what it seems like most of the leakers are going with. But unfortunately, this spot gets even harder to rank because we don't know what version of the TAC sub we're getting. We don't know if we're getting the horrible post chapter 2 season, 4 version, or if we're getting the really, really good version from the beginning of Fortnite, right? Like chapter 1 season 4 onwards, kind of like you're seeing now in OG. I'm insinuating that we're just going to get the last version of the TAC sub, and unfortunately that was the bad version of this weapon, and so that is why it's so far down on this list. But you can tell there's a lot of things that go into this pick. And at number 12 is the day 14 item, which is the tactical assault rifle. Again, kind of, because this is the second of the days where it's actually supposed to be a different item. It was supposed to be the Thunderbolt of Zeus, but just like the Chains of Hades, it seems like the Thunderbolt of Zeus has now been replaced by the Tactical Assault Rifle, and once again, we don't know what version of the TAC-AR we're getting. And I'll just go by the same logic that I did with the TAC-SMG, that being we're getting the last version that was in, Public Battle Royale, and that for the TAC-AR was the Chapter 5 version, which was absolutely atrocious. Even with an AR meta that I think is just kind of screaming for like a better assault rifle to come in, I don't think the TAC-AR is that, and as long as it's the Chapter 5 version, I don't see anybody picking this thing up. At number 11 is Day 2's item, the Excalibur Rifle. I know a lot of people are going to be really excited to see the Excalibur Rifle come back, and I think this is going to be one of those items that's a little bit more of a novelty item. I think some people are going to use it just because it hasn't been in the game in so long, and then after a couple of times using it, I feel like people will finally remember that this thing is not as good as they remember it from Chapter 4, and so I don't really think that the Excalibur Rifle is going to be a top pick when it comes out. And again, to my knowledge, these weapons are only going to be out for 24 hours. And as long as they don't change the weapon stats from when the last time they were in the game, I don't see the Excalibur being a great choice. At number 10 is Day 7's item. That's the minigun. Now, my only complaint with the minigun, right, it's not that this is a bad weapon. It's actually just that we have another heavy weapon in the game right now that I think is better, right? The Spire Rifle gives you 50 bullets before you have to reload. And if we're going off the current version of the minigun, that one can only shoot 63 or 67, I forget, one of those two, before overheating, so you get considerably better accuracy with the Spire Rifle than you do with the minigun. I don't know, I just think the Spire Rifle is better than the minigun and fits that heavy weapon category the best, and so for me personally, I don't really see a reason why you're gonna take the minigun over the Spire Rifle, and so that's why it's kind of low on this list, even though historically the minigun has been a pretty decent item. Moving on to my number 9 spot is Day 10's item, which is balloons. Now, I have been a pretty generational hater of the balloons, although I don't know if I've ever actually ranked them in a video. I just don't think they're that good, but they're this high on the list for one reason, and that's because I think you are going to see some unbelievable combinations of balloons and the Killswitch revolvers. If that combination works out as well as I think it's going to be, and in my head as I think it's going to play out in the game, the balloons are actually going to be a really popular item for Day 10. And honestly, balloons being this high up on the list is pure speculation by me, right? Because if people don't use the Killswitch revolvers and the balloons, I don't really see why the balloons would be useful at all. I can already picture it in my head, right? I know exactly what's going to happen. Someone's going to pop three balloons, they're going to be falling out of thin air, and then they're going to pop the Killswitch revolvers, go sideways, have infinite first shot accuracy, then they'll keep falling a little bit, then pop Killswitch revolvers again. Like, you guys get what I'm saying. I can see it happening, and I really, really hope there's some really cool plays that come out of the balloons being in Chapter 6, Season 3. And if there's not, well, I'm gonna look stupid in this video. Moving on to number 8 is the Day 13 Unvault, which is the Ballistic Shield. This is a really interesting one because we haven't seen the Ballistic Shield touch the game since Chapter 5, Season 1. And I think it's one of those just kind of meh items. In Zero Build, yeah, I think you'll see it get some usage. But is this an item that you're gonna find on the ground and it's gonna be a must carry? I don't particularly think so. Like I said, I really understand the value in Zero Build where the Ballistic Shield fits into that mode perfectly. But crucially, I think we have so much more movement currently in the game in Chapter 6 than we did when the Ballistic Shield was originally in the game in Chapter 5. So I feel like even in Zero Build, if you get caught out in the open, you can still use incredible mobility items to get out of the way instead of using the Ballistic Shield to just kind of hunker down and protect yourself. Whereas in Chapter 5, you really only had what, Shockwaves and the Grapple Blade, and that was it. And my number 7 spot is the Day 1 Unvault, the Grapple Gloves. And in fact, I know for sure, by the time you're watching this video, the Grapple Gloves will be long gone. And so I really hope this take ages well, and I love the Grapple Gloves, but I don't think they're gonna be that useful in this season. I mean, we already have so many new mobility items. You've got the Mist Form, you've got Shockwave Grenades, you've got the Base Boost, you've got the, you know, Robin's Grappler, and the new, like, Cube Surfboard thing is also in the game. So do we need another mobility item like the Grapple Gloves in the game? Absolutely not. I don't think the Grapple Glove is going to have a big impact in the game. I think it's just going to be another one of those mobility items that, you know what, you'll carry until you find the base boost, in my opinion, of course. At my number 6 spot is the Day 11 Unvault. That is the Suppressed Sniper Rifle, and this is not a sniper rifle that I'm particularly high on, but in Chapter 6, Season 3, as you know, we don't have a sniper rifle, so I think a lot of people are going to be taking this weapon. And that's honestly really all this placement comes down to, right? Like, I feel like if you find this sniper on the ground when it's in the game on Day 11, I think you're going to take it, not because it's, you know, novel to have a sniper, but because the long range options this season are pretty weak. I mean, we don't have a scoped weapon in the game besides the Veiled Precision SMG, which is obviously an SMG. And of course, the DMR. How could I forget about that? But I can't help but feel like a sniper would be really good in this season, and I think the Suppressed Sniper is going to be picked up by a lot of people. And my number 5 spot is the Day 8 Unvault. That is the Hammer Assault Rifle. And wow, I am so glad the Hammer Assault Rifle is coming back, because this weapon has not been in the game in forever. And it's just genuinely a really good assault rifle. And I feel like in this season in particular, the assault rifle category is wide open for one to come in and be the best assault rifle in this season. It's not like Chapter 6, Season 1, where you had the Hollow Twister and nothing you could bring back was going to beat that weapon. Like, I feel like when the Hammer AR comes in the game, it will be the best assault rifle in Chapter 6, Season 3. And for that reason, I think a lot of people are going to opt to take it. At my number 4 spot is the Day 6 Unvault. That's the Boogie Bomb. So look, the Boogie Bomb was already really good, right? Being able to completely freeze a player, basically, right? Especially if you're playing build mode, just have somebody incredibly vulnerable and you just got a free shot at them. That was already unbelievably valuable as it was. But when you add vehicles into the game, the Boogie Bomb just skyrockets up in terms of the value it has. Being able to immediately take anybody, if there's 4 people in a vehicle and you throw a Boogie Bomb, all 4 of them are going to be boogied at once. That value of not only being able to take players out of the vehicle, but then they're completely useless once they come out, is going to be something that is going to be so helpful in Chapter 6, Season 3. And this is an item that I think, when it's available for you to pick up on Day 6, yeah, you should definitely be taking it. At my number 3 spot, and this is my controversial pick for this video, it's the Day 9 Unvault. That's the Pump Shotgun. I can almost 100% confirm that this is the lowest that the Pump Shotgun has ever ranked on any of my videos. And of course, that's not because the Pump Shotgun is bad, that's just because I think we already have a really, really good Pump Shotgun in the game. Like, I don't think the impact of the pump is going to be felt that much, because the Sentinel is basically just a slightly worse version than the pump, and maybe you could even make the argument that it's a better version of the pump in certain rarities. Obviously, this is a very weak shotgun meta, so throwing another Pump Shotgun in it will help this meta's case. But think about it, right? Like, if we just had the Twin Fire Auto Shotgun and the Outlaw Shotgun, yeah, the pump is a big deal to come back. But the fact that we already have the Sentinel here, I just don't see the pump being as useful as it could be. With that being said though, of course, you guys know the pump shotgun. I think a lot of people are just going to take it. Not because it's necessarily better than the Sentinel, which it might be, but just because it's only in the game for a day. My number two spot is the Day 5 Unvault. That's the RPG. Now, if I remember correctly, we don't have an explosive weapon in the game right now. I mean, I guess maybe you could consider the base boost one. And I'm talking about, you know, pure weapons. There's no grenade launcher here. There's obviously no rocket launcher. So bringing back the RPG, I think you're going to feel that impact. Not to mention that the RPG itself is just unbelievable. I don't know why they just seem to not want to have it in the game, but it's coming back. And I think this thing is going to wreak havoc on day five. And it's just an overall really, really solid weapon, but it's not at my number one spot today. At my number one spot is the Day 4 Unvault. That is the Shockwave Hammer. Look, I know it's only coming back to the game for one day, but this is the most excited I think I've ever been for a weapon to return to Fortnite. I love the Shockwave Hammer. It is one of my favorite weapons to ever touch this game. I think it is so fun to use. And obviously, you know, it's been in reload, but this thing has never even sniffed coming back to Public Battle Royale, and now we get it. This is the number one item on this list that I think if you see it on the ground, every single player is going to pick it up. There is no reason to leave the Shockwave Hammer behind on day four. You know, with the suppressed sniper, you know, your sniper fans, yeah, you're gonna pick up the sniper, but if you don't like sniping, maybe you'll just leave it. And you know, for the pump shotgun, yeah, if you have a gold sentinel, well, I think you might leave like a green pump. But for the Shockwave Hammer, you're gonna drop anything you need to pick this thing up. And for that reason alone, it's gotta be at the number one spot. Not to mention, this thing is just absolutely overpowered. All right, guys, well, I hope you enjoyed that video. Please let me know in the comment section if these takes aged well or not. I can see in the near future I may be getting memed for this list. If you guys want to see me rank maybe every single summer event in history, we've gotten a bunch of them now, so I could definitely do that. If you guys did go on to enjoy this video, please be sure to leave it a like and make sure you hit that subscribe button because I want to get to that 100k soon. With that all being said, I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.